Concerns are being voiced around Europe regarding Turkey's future course in the wake of Sunday's referendum, which gave President Erdogan sweeping new powers. The country's membership in NATO and crucial role in stemming the flow of migrants to Europe leaves many questions unanswered. I spoke to Ratko Hokovski, head of the Prague-based European Values think tank, and began by asking him how the vote would affect Turkey's relations with the European Union.
We should not reduce relations between the European Union and Turkey only to the accession process. The relations are much broader. And I actually believe that it would be much more healthier for the EU to establish a new relations with Turkey, to respect its system, even though we don't agree and we are not happy about the internal political changes. I think that we as the West and as the European Union should respect the choices the Turkish people made and try to maintain partnerships with Turkey and cooperation, including on migration, security, defense, and also economic issues. Even though Turkey does not fulfill the accession criteria and conditions, and under the current government is very unlikely to proceed on its way towards the EU.
Turkey is also a member of NATO. How may it affect cooperation on that level?
Well, I hope that it will not affect cooperation with NATO because the alliance and partnership with Turkey in defense matters is really vital. And in fact, we already had also in past some members of NATO which were not fully liberal democracies, for example, Portugal or Greece in the 60s. So the change of the political system is not so vital for NATO. The vital thing is the foreign and security policy. So the turning point for relations between NATO and Turkey would be significant change in Turkish policy towards Russia. And this is worrying because Mr. Erdogan is trying to improve and strengthen his relations with Russia maybe more than the other allies would like to see. But still, for the time being, it doesn't seem that Turkey and Mr. Erdogan would like to really significantly change his foreign policy.
Turkey has been an ally in the migration crisis. Has the EU now lost that ally?
Well, that remains to be seen. I hope that the EU will be able to maintain the partnership when it comes to international regulation of migratory flows. But of course, the deal is not very balanced because the EU actually feels that it is actually on the weaker side of the relationship. But I think that the European Union should be able to be more assertive when it comes to the deal, because the EU has some potential what it can offer to Turkey in order to cooperate on migration. It's mainly financial resources and money, and the Turkey is actually profiting a lot from funds. And at the same time, the European Union should be also able to create some pressure, also economical pressure, on Turkey when it comes to migration crisis, rather than someone who is only asking and hoping that Erdogan will fulfill its promises.